afternoon, Bob.
4ZLK, how are you doing, sir?
The name is Shane. We talked once before, I believe.
I remember. I just couldn't remember your name, but at my age, it's remarkable if I can remember my own. I'm Bob here. Good talking to you on this beautiful day.
It should be easy for you to remember your name. You could say it forwards or backwards.
You're right, Shane. How have you been, and what's been happening in your life?
Well, just working every day. Worked an extra day this week, so it's made the week a little longer. You get used to a shortened week's work schedule. It's hard to go back to what I used to do all this time, but just enjoying the grandkids and enjoying this beautiful weather.
Congratulations on having the grandkids nearby, and what a blessing that is. My wife and I don't have any grandkids. I have one son by a prior marriage, but no grandkids. But, yeah, in this weather, boy, have we not been blessed with, first of all, it's some of the most beautiful part of the United States, and second of all, it's been the most beautiful weather.
From the Sumter area, was that correct, or down the low country?
Jeff and I lived for about 10 years in Mount Pleasant, outside of Charleston. And but we just, you know, we love South Carolina, and we especially love this upstate area.
All the time. We like Mount Pleasant, Isle of Palms area. In fact, we're going down in the end of May. All the kids, we've got three married and one single. And we're all doing a big, hopefully, can still be able to work it out, be able to do a big vacation down there.
Great. Just kick back and relax and not think about anything other than being with your family and having some fun. Yeah, we loved it down there as well, but it was just the situation we had is we were living in a home that was a part of a townhome, four-unit townhome. And it was a complex of about 10 buildings, all great people, but we missed not having a little bit of land and the ability to, you know, let the dog run out in the backyard and play, etc. So it was just a little too confining for us, and the prices down there were going through the roof. And when we found this place up here, it was like finding heaven.
Down when the kids were younger, we'd go down, we'd either go to the Outer Banks or we'd go down to Isle of Palms every year. And we kept saying, boy, we'd love to retire down here or move down here, but it just, I realized, I don't think that's going to be practical. So we still vacation there, but, and there's so many people down that way. I mean, of course, Greenville's getting very crowded as well. That's just part of it anywhere, I guess.
It's a real difficult situation, just because what I mean by that is, you know, we moved down from the north, but we love the Lord. We love, we have a very down-to-earth way of thinking, and so we're more akin to the people here than up there. And unfortunately, what happens is you get this massive migration that goes on, and then it changes for the worse the place that everybody migrates to. We've seen that happen times in our lives. So we just, I don't know what to say other than we vow that we're not going to be part of the problem. We will become upstaters, not try to force the upstate to be made in some other image.
Here from Florida, and they love the area
RD and 4ZLK.
Really good to talk to you today, Bob.
Shane, Take care. 73 is my friend. AA1RD clear.
KB4 CBA mobile.
TFW.
CBA.